It is time for the business news now with Nicholas Poynton. Hey, Nicholas, NZ Mace got a bit of a telling off. From who?
Yeah, this is from the NZX Market Disciplinary Tribunal. And this, they were censored, which is effectively being told off, and penalised $100,000 for breaching stock exchange rules around the disclosure of sensitive information. So just as a piece of context, that listed, all listed companies have to disclose any information that may move the value of its share price to investors. And all of this is about ensuring that the investment market is fully, fairly and equally informed. Those three factors are all interlinked in many respects. But NZME, they breached several market rules last year. Chief among them was the release of misleading information relating to the company's failed bid to acquire Stuff. Now, on May 11th last year, the company gave the impression that its bid to acquire the company from its Australian parent, Nine Entertainment, was well underway and was just awaiting government approval to let the two companies effectively merge. But that announcement gave no indication that the deal was likely to actually fall over. And that's because NZME had been notified by Nine, you know, a couple of days before, that it had received a rival offer from Stuff's chief executive, Sinead Boucher, to buy the company. And that offer didn't necessarily face the same sort of regulatory challenges that NZME's sort of bid had. So following that announcement, NZME's shares actually leapt 14% on the previous trading price. And later that day, Nine Entertainment went out on the ASX and said, we stopped talking to this company a week ago. You know, the negotiations at that point had fallen over. So for this, the tribunal, they censored the company, you know, told them off and ordered it to pay $80,000 for the breach. But that's not the only thing the company's been pulled up on. It was also censored and penalised $20,000 for failing to notify the market promptly about the abrupt resignation of its chairperson last year. It was an abrupt resignation maybe 15 minutes before its annual general meeting. And sudden moves like that, they can actually move a company's share price. And because the resignation was made effective immediately, the tribunal found that NZME sort of breached its duties because it took, you know, nearly 3 hours to notify the market about that decision. So in a statement, NZME says it acted on the advice on the disclosures and takes the rules seriously, but it accepts the findings and the penalties.
Wow, that was a pretty serious relegation to the naughty corner. Okay, and there are calls for the government to rethink migration settings, and this is coming from the Productivity Commission.
Yeah, this has sort of been a common theme in recent days with the opening of our border with Australia. A number of experts and organisations have sort of come out and said that, you know, COVID-19 has sort of thrown up a rare opportunity to reorient, redesign parts of our economy for the better. You know, one recent example that we covered was the tourism sector. We spoke to an expert in that field who says, you know, we've had so much focus on sort of just, you know, getting as much money through the door as possible, bringing as much sort of, you know, tourists as possible, but we've sort of neglected sort of the, you know, how we can benefit communities and the environment. And today we've had the Productivity Commission making similar calls, saying that, you know, this is a once in a generation opportunity to redesign our migration policy settings. And it's based its analysis on some research that's done by the Institute of Economic Research. It's off the view that, you know, bringing permanent migrants into this country, we've largely got that part of our sort of regulatory settings correct. You know, there are still large parts of our labour market which are facing skills shortages. We do need to import talent from overseas. One example that's often used is IT professionals. We just lack them across the board. But the real area for redress, it says, which hasn't been touched on for decades, is those settings around temporary and low-skilled workers, where these workers in our labour force have actually significantly increased over the past 20 years. And the report says, the question that the Productivity Commission is asking is, how much do we want our economy to be sort of orientated or revolved around low-skilled and low-paid workers? Its report says that there is actually little good evidence that increases in these workers are actually boosting productivity, longer-term productivity for our economy, which is essentially bang for buck. You know, it uses the example of the horticultural sector. Its size has increased, but its productivity hasn't. And it's off the view that the government needs to sort of review these policy settings. And one step, it says, is to, you know, slowly close the door to these low-skilled, low-paid workers over time.
Okay, let's take a quick trot around the market.
Yeah, we had a really late rally on the NZX this afternoon. It was sort of hovering around three-month lows, but then it sort of came back with a huge surge and finished the day down 89 points to 12,679. The dollar is at 72.1 US cents and 92.5 Australian.
Nga mihi mō te rā. Thanks, Nicholas. That's Nicholas Poynton with Business News there.